This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The House Energy and Commerce Committee had a hearing today. The deeply troubled launch of healthcare.gov, the Obamacare website, was the item on the agenda. So you knew going in there was going to be a fair amount of political posturing involved, some heated back and forth. But you probably didn't expect this, I'd bet, from New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone.
So once again, here we have my Republican colleagues trying to scare everybody.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, I will not yield to this monkey court or whatever this thing
is. This is not a monkey court.
Do whatever you want. I'm not yielding.
I don't even know what that means, actually. But if you've ever been involved in a big project with lots of moving parts and lots of people, you know you got to have somebody in charge, somebody to make the decisions and keep everybody else in line. In the world of complex IT contracts, that person is called a lead systems integrator. Who was doing that for healthcare.gov, do you suppose? Seems like maybe nobody was. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Think of a lead systems integrator as a general contractor on a house, managing the painters and plumbers and electricians. Only in this case, it was a very complicated house with some 55 contractors.
And it appears the notion was that we're going to do the contract integration in-house.
Paul Light is a professor of public service at New York University. By in-house, he means at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Here's Republican Congresswoman Renee Elmers of North Carolina in today's hearing.
I am hearing repeatedly and repeatedly that the bottom line here is CMS is responsible for this failure.
There have been lots of questions about why the government didn't bring in some A-list integration firm to begin with. Stan Soloway says that used to happen. He represents government contractors at the Professional Services Council. Then came Deepwater in the early 2000s. The massive Coast Guard modernization program was initially overseen by private firms.
And it was not terribly successful, and a lot of people have pointed to the use of the lead systems integrator as the root cause of the problem.
But if the government wants that job?
First thing they're going to have to do is buy some more people.
Trevor Brown teaches public affairs at Ohio State.
They're going to need to recruit and retain systems engineers, program managers, integrators.
And Brown says competing for those talented folks has only gotten harder. Not only can they make a lot more in the private sector, they don't have to worry about shutdowns and furloughs. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.